It's 5:32. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. On a visit to flood-damaged southwest Iowa today, Vice President Mike Pence said the state was in need of immediate disaster assistance. A more than $13 billion disaster aid package has stalled in the Senate because of Democratic opposition over hurricane relief money for Puerto Rico. Pence acknowledged the wave of Democrats coming to Iowa for the caucuses who voted against disaster assistance.
There'd be plenty of time for politics when 2020 comes around. Right now, Iowa needs disaster assistance, and it's time for Congress to act.
Pence made his comments on a Pacific Junction farm damaged by flooding. Blizzard conditions that have made travel treacherous and closed interstates and schools in the upper Midwest were expected to wind down, leaving unseasonably cold temperatures throughout the weekend. Strong winds and additional snow were expected to create blizzard conditions from eastern South Dakota into the southeastern area of North Dakota and western Minnesota today before that powerful storm system moves north to Canada and weakens. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem closed government offices in most of the state's 66 counties today and ordered others to open in the afternoon. However, here in Siouxland, the forecast for the weekend calls for warmer and cloudy conditions. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.